Make today a good day.
Oh, and away. Yeah.
Mom!
Mom.
I'm shutting your microphone off.
I've already had to mute her. I feel like a bad person, but she wasn't behaving. Oh, right. Yeah. Turn your mic back on so you can, everyone turn your mics on at this point, except, yeah, including mom.
Except just for, well, I guess, including you.
Yeah.
So now you don't have to scream, right?
Now we can actually be part of the podcast. Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome. Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Why does mom sound like she's on drugs?
No, I was going to ask if you guys did something before you came here.
No, she's just.
I did watch a video of you guys taking edibles.
I think it has something to do with the full moon. I have just been silly since.
What
is it, a full moon?
It was 5 days ago.
Okay, are we recording?
I don't understand. We did not take edibles today. We had West Side Market goodies.
Well, you were in downtown Cleveland, so
yeah.
Well, but the edibles included a ton of sugar.
Well, that's a drug.
That
sugar
is
definitely a drug. Are you guys ready to get started?
Yeah, let's make it as organic as possible.
I'm not loving.
Ooh! Wow!
Wow! Wow!
Oh shit!
Put your, if your lips hit, it's okay. You want
to touch
be as
your
close.
Lips to the tip.
Swallow, mom.
Oh god!
Swallow.
Touch your lips to the tip and swallow.
This is the point. This will never.
Okay.
Oh my god! I'm gonna pee.
I don't know. Did it come from you or you?
Listen, it might have come out of me, but I'm pretty sure it came out of mom.
It might have come out of me. My eyes are watering. That's really funny. Yeah.
That was me.
It was like you stepped on a cat. A raspy ass cat.
Oh my god.
That was here, so funny.
What is the what does the level do to our voice? Oh hey.
Wow. That's pretty sexy.
Oh, okay. Calm down.
Meow.
She looks like Princess Leia.
Thank you.
Mom, you have a really good radio voice. Here, I'm going to turn it. You can control
sex
your
with
own. That brings us to our first topic.
Which am I?
You're number one. Mom.
I'm not going down that path.
Forward. So, yeah, mom, you're. Know. Mom, focus for a minute.
Jesus. Definitely the full moon.
It's very windy. Mom, look, you're number three.
Really,
if you need to turn
on
your. Fucking, all right, let's get started.
I think it's enough wine for now.
That's Allie peeing.
Stop signs are optional. Welcome everyone back to the Stop Signs Are Optional podcast. I'm here with my co-host Allie.
What up?
We have an extra special guest joining us today. She comes at us all the way from New Mexico. She is probably one of the most important people in my life.
I'd say so.
Mm-hmm. She's one of the funniest people I know.
I'd say so.
Constantly peeing my pants around her. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here today because she gave birth to me. It's the mom.
It's stop signs are optional, mom. Wait, mama stop signs are optional.
It's mama stop signs are optional version. Hey, you want to say hi?
Hey, I'm happy to be here. And I didn't mind doing all that laundry from those little trickles.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Oh my goodness. It's awesome.
This is hilarious. So we're all in Cleveland hanging out for a family event and
it's
hanging out.
Freezing.
Back again in Allie's living room.
Yeah.
Dining room. It's fucking cold.
We woke up to a snow. Lots of it.
Snow,
rain, ice. And then when you go outside, you get.
Oh my God, she's going to love it.
She's obsessed with the microphones. She's been playing with them nonstop.
We're still questioning if there were edibles taken before this podcast was being recorded.
It was just chocolate with sea salt and caramel.
Whatever.
That's
no
enough.
Judgment.
That's enough.
No judgment. So I went out in the fucking tundra that is Cleveland, Ohio this morning and drove my happy ass all the way to CrossFit.
I couldn't believe it.
CrossFit.
You were in that bathroom getting ready with your mascara on and everything.
I put a hat on, mascara. I was out the door. They were surprised I was there. They were like, hey, and I was, you know what? I got to get cross and fit.
Hey, man, I have a question to ask.
Jump right in.
Here we go.
Okay. How was it driving your brother's truck in the snow and ice without any tread on the tires?
Yeah, there's no four-wheel drive.
Fishtail City.
Yep.
and there's bald tires.
Yep, driven it.
Yeah, that's funny.
I was stuck in the middle of the intersection and I almost got freaking rear-ended and like hit in the front. It was terrifying.
That's so scary.
Well, at least you weren't going to get T-boned.
What?
Well, I think she would probably like to be T-boned at this point of...
Remember, the mom is here.
Oh my God. Sandy,
we woke up in the same bed together. I think we've crossed that point.
Oh, that is true.
Wait, you guys want to talk about that?
No.
Didn't we talk about it on the last podcast?
You and I did, but she wasn't here.
Oh, yeah. You know, in my defense, I went to Lindsay's bed and you were already there.
So. I was going to say, in my defense, I was in bed sleeping when this all happened.
Oh, whatever. I don't know. It's funny. It's a great story.
In my defense, I didn't give a shit either way.
In my defense, one of Lindsay's pharmacist walked up the driveway with two handles in his hand. So it's his fault.
Kind of blame.
Oh, God, yeah. I do remember him. And that did create a bit of a problem.
Yeah. Because everyone was already drunk and we just got way drunker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was fun, though. We have so many good memories.
Yeah, I think he was hoping that you would jump in bed with him, not me.
Well,
she's not wrong.
I don't even remember what that guy looked like.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. He was just a sleazebag. Sorry.
Ooh. Mama whatever. Coming in hot.
Dropping that tea. Mm-hmm. Spilling the tea.
Mm-hmm. But it was a good party.
It was fun. They were always good parties.
So many memories and good. You just sold that house.
Yes.
I did. And I was wondering what it was going to be like when I returned to Cleveland.
How was it?
I was just telling Lindsay on the drive over here that I was surprised that I didn't have an emotional attachment. I was worried that would be a problem.
Okay, it was bittersweet for me the last time I was in there.
Yeah.
I had to walk around. I choked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Aww. I don't.
Yeah. You were like, peace out. I don't care.
Peace out, Girl Scout. No, I mean, there were a lot of memories. There were a lot of times I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, we were just talking about how we all smoked pot together one time in the living room.
One time?
The three of us, at least.
The first time. And Allie and I painted picture frames and watched Across the Universe.
Yes, I remember that.
And halfway through, we were all like, we can't.
Was
like,
that the night of chocolate martinis, too?
No.
Oh.
That was a different night. But Mom, you always made like bomb-ass...
Cocktails.
Cocktails, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. There was lots of good times
house. Thank you.
Yeah.
No.
It was so fun.
Sort of 3 months to say goodbye to it. So
you were over it.
I wasn't over it. It was hard walking away, and that's why I was a little worried when I came back. But I feel like I left it in love, and the person who moved in moved into it with love, and it looks nice and
that's
good.
Important.
Yeah. It's kept up, so I know someone's taking care of it.
Yeah.
And I know that I've got another future that I am creating.
Yeah.
That's right around the corner.
Another chapter. You turned that page. Do you still have that peace sign that I gave you?
I absolutely do.
It wasn't mine. I stole it from a friend of ours.
That's interesting. The truth comes out now because I heard you wanted it back.
I did?
Yeah. When you gave it to her, you said that it was a loan.
Oh, well, I obviously didn't care about that
much. Because you were supposed to trace it and make your own. You just borrowed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I did trace it and I had those copies upstairs. But then
7 years.
I don't care.
I feel like I paid you for it. Didn't I give you $25 or did we just talk about that?
Maybe we just talked about it, but I don't think I felt it necessary that you paid me for it.
So I gave...
She paid us in martinis and marijuana.
So apparently. I never brought the marijuana.
That's true.
Anyways, that being said, there were a lot of things, as you know, I purged and gave away.
Yes.
And I feel really good about spreading that love to other
people.
That was one of the things that I did not part with.
Oh.
So there's very few things
I did not part with,
and that was one of them.
Yeah.
Did I sleep with it in your... Was it in the room I slept in?
I was going to say, that's really uncomfortable if you're like, sleeping with a big plastic peace sign.
That's fuchsia pink.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was hanging in the dining room, underneath the window in the dining room.
Oh,
and then it had my Native American feathers on there for...
Yeah.
Spiritual work that I was doing.
Did I take that like without asking or did I ask Mike about it? Do you remember?
Who's Mike?
Mike.
You can say his last name.
I'll Mike.
Oh my God. Can we talk about how him and I, like, how did we
Do you remember Michael? Talk about the dining room.
Okay. We spent the...
And nothing happened in there, but...
No, we spent the night, you, me, and Mike, on the dining room floor of your house on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I was going to say this had to be Christmas Eve.
Or it was Christmas night.
Yeah, it was Christmas
night.
No. New Year's Eve, no?
Or no, Christmas that was Eve. A different party and a different guy.
Oh, sorry.
My face.
Of course.
She's like, there's a phaser.
I guess the bigger question was I at work or was I at home?
No, you were upstairs sleeping.
Yeah, you were there.
Oh, okay. We literally, it was a bad snowstorm or something. Oh, and it was Christmas. That makes sense. Of some sort.
It was super platonic.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. We moved the table aside and we all slept on the floor. It was so really fun. Yeah. It was like a slumber party as adults. Mm-hmm. Why don't we do more of that?
Okay. I was kidding. I mean,
well, you know, really, we should do more of that.
Yeah.
Slumber party city.
I mean, I'm kind of doing that here every time I come to visit.
I know, but so this gets talked about a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, working on this mic thing.
It's okay.
No, you're good.
But one of the beauties of this horrible weather or sort of natural disasters of the many kind that we get in Cleveland or other places where I have lived is I love it because it brings people together. Mm-hmm. People are always kind and there are just these warm, beautiful moments. I remember literally earth movers moving snow down Lorraine Road and we made it to some little mom and pop breakfast stop and everyone was
just... We were with Drew.
Yes.
He had his little, it wasn't a Celica, it wasn't a DeLorean,
I don't know what it was.
It was the only thing we could get to drive down the road.
It literally was the only thing on the road other than literally the earth movers from Eaton that was moving the snow.
And we went to Christina's.
No.
Before it was Christina's.
Yes.
No, because we went to the one across the street.
Place.
Yeah.
No I one can't fucking remember knows what the name cares. Of it.
No,
but at the end of the day, everyone bought each other breakfast and everyone bought each other coffees and the people who wouldn't talk to each other normally, like the hookers off the street, and those of us who lived in the neighborhood. But I mean, seriously, everyone was one huge family and everyone treated each other as truly human beings.
That's awesome.
And I've experienced this multiple times with these multiple snowstorms, which is similar to what you just experienced. It's like, stay at the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, I stayed there anyway.
Well, I know. We were just talking about Hurricane Sandy and when you came over and that onesie and like we were hooking up the neighbors with orange power cords
because
whatever reason
Andre had different a different electrical company than you did and so his electricity was out but yours was running so we ran a giant
and he was literally your next door neighbor
too. Right. Yes. And he had a baby in the house we did not but we had
just me.
Well, we had about 10 people who would sleep in the house that week because no one had
Well, Daryl and I had, we were 3 or 4 days. The whole downtown of Cleveland shut down. I was out of work and school. I think I was in school at the time. And we were just trapped in and it was some of the best days ever. It's interesting. Since I moved to Florida, they talk about having these hurricane parties that I've luckily not had to participate in yet. And during...
what was that? Was that a burp?
Were you just like trying
to
quietly?
It's okay if you burp.
Yeah, you can.
We did plenty of that on our last podcast.
If it was burping, I would have challenged her to a burping contest. It was just a little titch of a tickle in the throat.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Just
don't
let
be
it
afraid
out.
To cough.
Yeah, you can.
Just don't cough inside the microphone.
Please. Anyway.
That's crazy. But yeah.
But I think the whole reason people love these hurricane parties are because they're being brought together and you're just forced to spend time together.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I would 100% rather be a part of a blizzard party than a hurricane party any day.
Well, yeah. Because you're stuck inside and you can't go anywhere.
And I'll probably live.
Yeah, exactly.
My you have odds to work. Are greater than not. You know, that's one of my the sad thing about leaving your house is just how many you brought up New Year's Eve. We turned your house into a little like fancy club.
It was like 50s inspired. No.
Yeah, we had like martini glasses full of like M&Ms and goodies and we had the chocolate fountain going and we had like shrimp cocktail.
I remember
and
that.
We all dressed up and it was the whole crew plus Christine.
Not right. Christine, and you guys were like in
Mary Christine
tuxedos and cocktail dresses.
Yeah.
I very much remember it.
No one was in a tuxedo.
Well, they should have been.
But you were in, the girls were in cocktail dresses.
Oh, we were dressed appropriately. The guys were like, whatever.
Yeah.
Remember at midnight, we went up and like woke you up in bed and started jumping up and down. That was the cool thing, Mom. You were always so cool about letting us just... You were the first, like, I probably learned ghosting from you. Like, we would
Houdini, Irish goodbye.
Whatever you want to call it. But we would have these, like, Allie and I were talking about last week, all these parties in the backyard, and then Mom would just disappear. You would just be in bed. And you're such a deep sleeper, which I envy, but you would just let us do our thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know when you're done at a party, as we all do, and yeah. I would just gracefully exit and go to go to bed. But I do remember that New Year's Eve, I was probably in a deep sleep, and you guys all jumped in, and everyone from the party was in my bedroom singing Old Anxiety. Yes. It was like a very, very vivid memory for
That's
me.
That's awesome. What a good memory to have.
It was. And then this past year, 2018, Christmas Eve, I hosted everyone at the Cleveland House, and we had people stay later, and we played board games and different things, and we had the grand idea. That story came up.
I do remember I slept in the bedroom that I slept in as a child.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Then, yeah, I had went to bed, usually do in the middle of the party, and everyone came up and
But it
sang.
Was Christmas Eve.
So they confused
no,
you.
No, we didn't sing. We tried to play a prank on you that... So when you woke up, you were like, oh shit, have I been asleep for a week? It's New Year's Eve, not Christmas Eve. We thought it was hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we banged pots and it was so fun.
Yeah.
How did you like our bonus podcast little road trip?
It was
video?
Really funny. You had some very interesting things happening to you.
Girl, we got stories.
We don't have any rising
is this
star.
The Colorado road trip?
Yeah, I don't have any rising star decaf coffee though. Was it decaf?
Okay. Yeah.
I think it was decaf.
Yeah, there's great stories from that. Did you talk about Cheech?
Yes,
in the video
the
we
guy.
Did.
Well, okay. When you guys totally first started talking about how you were going to be in a motel, I was worried for you, but you said it was a nice one. So
it was so nice. It was more of a bed and breakfast than it was a motel.
Well, yeah, you hear motel, you think like Motel 6, right. Creepy, homicidal.
You would think that, but this man was very nice, and these dream catchers and these peace signs, and the energy there was just so incredible.
Did you have nice dreams?
We were pretty high.
Well, then yes.
The next day, I was having a conversation with him, and his wife graduated from Adams State, the same university. Yeah, that I went.
That's
to.
That's a small world.
I know. Well, we were
small
in Southern
world.
Yeah, North.
Oh my goodness, God. I love it.
Here we go. I meant to tell you guys when I was at CrossFit this morning, my friends Heather and Lena, they were the encouragement to go. Heather's husband, Jay, evidently they listened to the podcast.
Hey.
Which mom's banned from actually listening to.
Thanks for listening.
You can listen to this episode.
Okay. When you say don't listen, I take heed.
I would do it anyway because I'd be like, that's a challenge, bitch.
Allie's dad.
I've grown up with this.
Better.
I've had this young lady in my life forever. When she says not to listen to it, I heed that.
Mama knows how fucked up her kid is.
Yeah. My dad said he was going to listen, but I laughed and he said he couldn't get through the first 2 minutes because we giggle too much.
Thank God.
Noted.
Seriously.
I'm trying not to giggle so much.
Anyway, so they were sick. So they, evidently Jay, the husband, said that he's like, what the fuck is a diva cup? How funny is that?
You should have asked him what do you think it is.
Yeah, he said he Googled it. And so I went up to him at the gym and I was like, I heard you just found out what a diva cup was. And he's like, that's fucking disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what a diva cup is?
Absolutely. They didn't have them when I was young,
no.
But I know what they are.
Yeah.
So you tell him there's a lot of things that are disgusting and you don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
damn.
Okay, Jay, I hope you're listening. Mama.
Damn, Gina.
Mama says, dang.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Blaze. That's awesome, though, that they listen.
Yeah. And thank you for not listening. Mom, what do you think this podcast is about?
that's a good question. So knowing...
Holy, she's like all prim and proper, yes. Like getting ready to answer this. I love it.
Okay. Well, I've known both of you for a very, very long time.
Yeah. 13
so
years.
So I think I know you years. On a level that the audience has yet to connect with you with.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing both of you, I believe that this podcast is all about bringing joy and love and humor in a very unique way that meets people in a very unique way.
Couldn't have said it better
individual
myself.
Out to the universe.
And sharing.
Ding,
I mean,
ding,
I,
ding,
I,
ding.
I think
embarrassing
it's,
stories.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. I think that we try to live this prim and proper life and people feel suppressed to express who they are and how they are. And this just puts reality and truth out there and lets people know that, hey, we're all normal. And
100%.
And everyone likes things differently, mm-hmm. or they don't, or we're all the same, but we love everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe that's all what it's all about, and I'm actually very proud of both of you guys.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, you should be very proud of your daughter because she's doing all of this. And I'm just...
Yeah, you are.
You're doing the editing and all of the stuff, and I'm just...
I mean...
Giving you some okay. giggles.
So here you go. Everyone needs a wind beneath their wings.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Like in the movie Beaches, I don't want to be the one that dies.
But
what the fuck is Beaches?
Oh my God, you're going to make me cry, man.
Was her name like Barbara Hershey?
Yeah, Barbara Hershey and Bette Midler.
Hershey, rest
in peace. You would be Bette. I would be Barbara Hershey.
I don't know what the fuck you two are talking about.
Barbara Hershey was beautiful.
Thank you.
Just saying.
you can be the wind, but you've been the
wind
beneath
my wings. You've never seen Beaches?
No. Is it like.
You know what though?
Should we watch it?
We really need to watch this because now that you have said this, you are so accurate. Because Bette Midler's character in the movie is so outgoing and she's in shows and she's a movie star or something. And Barbara's just very like...
Bette Midler.
Yeah.
And Barbara's very Barbara.
Yeah. Very plain.
Okay. Wow.
This is so funny. That is great.
Beaches. All right. Everyone's assignment.
Mamas know everything.
Yeah. Mama knows must.
Believe they don't.
Well, that brings me to something that I was thinking about.
You were spot on. Go.
Since Mama knows best. I kind of wanted you to, what the kids are calling it these days, spilling some tea. Which Ooh. Is, I know it's the stupidest thing ever.
Are we talking like tea my mom drank or
no,
tea it's of the called 60s?
Like basically telling us a story about Lindsay.
Oh,
so
shit.
something particular about Lindsay that you remember from her childhood, like elementary age, growing up.
Well, when you first brought it up, the honestly, Red Toyota Celica was what was coming to mind, but you're going to make me go backwards.
Well, red well,
what, kind of,
red
what kind of child was Lindsay?
Red Toyota was like, I was 16. Oh, God.
Yeah. Our listeners want to know.
Can I just mute my microphone so you can't hear my disapproving?
Absolutely not. Nope.
I don't think there's any disapproving. Lindsay was a very unique child, as we're all unique, but she's a pretty unique individual all along. And she
Allie's face.
She, unfortunately, I would say, was very serious and didn't always allow herself to just be that child and be playful.
Oh, you're making up for lost times.
Fucking A.
But also, but I mean, she did be a child and be playful, but Lindsay was...
Yeah, see, this is exactly what I was waiting for.
Did you just say a nightmare?
No, she was the type of kid. I had a garage sale once where I was selling these old books.
This is exactly what I wanted.
And there were like these phonics books and these
books. Oh my gosh, here we go.
To which... Lindsay gathered in the neighborhood and stopped all the kids and made them sit down.
To tell a story?
To complete lessons in the book. She made them do work.
This is so accurate.
She was the school teacher.
This is so accurate.
She literally was in third grade. I am not making this up. And when she went to college and said that she was going to be a teacher, I thought, oh, no shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But
it didn't happen. I used to save nickels. And try to collect them so I could go up to the Stop and Go at the end of the street so I can make copies of the workbook pages.
Stop it.
Yeah, that was
this really does make a lot of sense.
This is
mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking, you have
That's
to think
so funny.
Third grade is what? 8 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 or 9.
I've been fucked up from a very young age.
Yeah, she was very serious. And you know, those people left smarter than when they came.
Was she as serious as in when she was a teenager, or how much trouble did she get in?
Oh shit!
Not with me, because she never got in any trouble.
I mean, you don't think I was like goofy
no,
as a kid?
No, she was. You were very serious, or silly and fun.
Okay,
I have like so. We have a lot of home movies that I was when I was in Abu Dhabi that I was looking to edit and put together, and I was watching some of them. And you were just very creative, and you were very fun. I mean, I remember the one year for Christmas, I didn't particularly really want to go to church, but you and James were really into the religious thing at that time. Of course, obviously, I introduced them in, so it's not like they just, you know, came up with it, but it's because you think that's what you're supposed to do. And there's, you know, this is a whole different podcast. Yes.
Yeah.
So the two of them decided to enact the nativity scene in the living room.
Oh, goodness.
So that, and that's what we did. And then they set it up. So Lindsay set it up and had communion and everything ready. And she,
oh my God.
She gave us all communion.
What did you use?
So I see Lindsay. I have these home movies of Lindsay sitting on James's back, who is the mule or the ass, as we all know.
Something has never changed.
Lindsay is sitting on his back and James is turning up, looking at the camera, making these faces of pain and anguish and like the whole
thing.
I think Disney actually got a hold of our home movies to make some of these
That's
different
awesome.
E-horror
yes.
movies they've made. Oh, and then Lindsay, after she was done with this and the little blankets came and gave me communion. And I, what did you make
Do
that
you,
out
okay,
of
it? I remember, I 100% forgot about all of this, but as you're telling it, I was wondering if you remembered, I had two Blood of Christs because the first one I used cherry Kool-Aid, but I didn't add any sugar.
Ew.
So it was super bitter and you guys all took a sip and were like, oh no, oh no. So then I used strawberry milk.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I love strawberry milk. That was such a big treat yeah. when we were kids. So,
oh my God, what if
not to interject, but
wait.
A lot of people would go to church more if the Blood of Christ tasted like strawberry milk.
If you go to Catholic church, it's wine. I'll be there all day.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That being said, I was talking to someone in New Mexico the other day and they were talking about how they never had pop in their house as kids, nor do they give it to their kids, but they drank a lot of Kool-Aid. And I was like, okay, yeah, we had Kool-Aid as kids too. You could buy it for a nickel and
yeah,
throw all that sugar in it. I said, yeah, once my daughter called me at work and said, she came in late that night, I think at 2 a.m. And I looked at my friend and I said, she was probably out drinking or something.
Who were you with? Just a friend of yours?
It was someone I work with.
Oh, okay.
In New Mexico. And you called me and you said, hey, that Kool-Aid in the refrigerator was really good last night. Thank you very much. And I'm like, Kool-Aid in the refrigerator. I didn't have any Kool-Aid in the refrigerator.
I
You're like, no,
this.
I came home last night and I like drank the whole pitcher. It was really delicious. That Kool-Aid was really good. And I'm like, no Kool-Aid in the refrigerator.
Yeah, you
Lens.
Didn't keep Kool-Aid. That's why it was such a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
She was so excited.
So excited.
And she goes, the red stuff in the refrigerator. And I said, oh, the red stuff in the refrigerator.
Oh no.
That would be hummingbird food.
I freaked out.
Was having a meltdown, thought she was going to die. I'm like, and he
asked if I should call poison control.
Yeah. So I'm like, just call poison control. I'm pretty sure you're okay. So of course it's just full of sugar.
Yeah,
she drank it because she came home and was out
thirsty.
Drinking all
she
night
was thirsty.
And thirsty. And then she couldn't understand why she couldn't sleep in it. She was talking to me like this.
Oh my gosh.
It was like she had taken a hit of speed because, and I said, well, think of the hummingbirds and how fast their little wings go.
Oh.
And I think that's what you just drank. And
gosh.
It could be a couple hours before you settle down.
Did you think you were getting diabetes immediately?
No,
she thought she was going to die.
I didn't know
what it's made of.
I didn't, at that point in life, I didn't fucking think about what we feed animals and shit, which is sugar water, which is still poison, but my
well,
body
yeah.
with red dye number two, I'm pretty sure the hummingbirds weren't happy about that.
Oh Lord.
I've learned to make my own.
Yes. I can only imagine.
These stories are too much for me. I'm like, my ass is so puckered.
We always talk about things that happen now, like things, but
these
it's just
are,
funny.
No, this is,
it's, you know, it lets us know how you really were growing up. And the whole teacher story is so accurate because you could be a little bit bossy sometimes.
Do you know that I say that a lot. Do you know?
Do you know?
Do you know that I just found out a couple years ago that people thought I was bossy? I had no idea.
I've known for how many years? 16.
No one. Why has no one like redirected me?
Because we're too scared. I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not too scared to tell you.
See that? So that's interesting that you say that. I would have never used that word to describe Lindsay.
Bossy?
No.
It's a term of endearment.
Well,
just like
so
weird.
It's interesting. It's all so there's interpretation.
Yes,
so my 100%. Interpretation of that is that she is self-assured and that she goes out there with a lot of confidence, even though I know she lacks a lot of confidence, and sometimes it's an overcompensation of that.
I can see
but at
that.
The same time, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
but at our age, you have to be bossy.
This should just be Lindsay's therapy session. That's what
you
this
have
session
to be bossy
be.
As a grown woman.
No, well, I will say,
stage,
like,
really,
because being a boss at work and being a female and having that like bitch title, you know, to being that to playing that role, I will say that I. Mom's locked and fucking loaded. Just real quick, I think that I'm just very assertive and like confident, like you said, in what I know. And I don't think that it's going to affect someone differently. Like, I come from a good place and I'm so fucking OCD that it's like, okay, we're supposed to leave at 8 o'clock. We're supposed to do this. We're going to do that. So then that's just like how I function. And I get so much done in a day. I forget that other people fucking chill out and just like do it. Oh, mom's tapping in. Oh, Go for it.
No. So this is a big issue for me, and this is certainly a podcast for the future.
Yeah.
If she was a man, would you have labeled her the same way?
Oh, I know.
And as a boss,
I agree with you.
Are you labeled the same way?
Yeah.
So you described yourself as bitchy. No,
I'm saying some other people would call it bitchy at work.
Apologize.
Not to me, but that's just like the title we all get
as a boss.
That's
what you get. Mm-hmm. So you're the boss. But if you were a man and you were in that leadership role and you were in these roles and you said these things, are they interpreted that way? And are you labeled that way?
Yeah.
Absolutely, you are not. But because you are a female, you are. And that's a double standard. And you have fought that as a child. So when you asked what kind of a child she was, so here's another dynamic into Lindsay. No, you aren't. Here's another dynamic into Lindsay that most people don't know. So in eighth grade, Lindsay was selected to represent eighth graders at a conference in Akron.
I totally forgot about this.
13 years old. And this was on diversity. So
I'm obsessed with this.
You remember we had the pugs. So I had Hershey for 17 years.
Hershey comes up sometimes in the podcast. Yeah.
And then we had Nestle, which we had for a brief time. And then we had a little black pug called Reese. And when Lindsay was very young at that time, and when we got Reese, Lindsay was concerned because Reese was black.
Oh my goodness.
And she was worried that this little puppy would be accepted by the other dogs because it was a different color. And it was
This is why we're besties.
This was really an epiphany to me, though. So this is how she's seeing the outside world. Because if you're worried about your dog being treated wrong because it's jet black and your other dogs are not, it's an issue. So she was selected by a teacher, I'll say randomly, but obviously there's nothing in the world that's random,
right,
to represent these 13-year-olds, these eighth graders at this bigger conference for the state of Ohio. And how do we work with diversity and how do we accept people as people? So someone else who's not mom and not her family recognizes this in this young lady at a very young age. And these are the things and the standards that she has fought for her whole life.
Yes.
So when you think of the bossy and people may think I'm bitchy, you know, you have to look at all the labels that are put out there in the world.
100%.
And I, you know, I think that that's, again, part of what this podcast is about is you.
Oh, acceptance.
You hit this with humor.
Yeah.
And actually reality that people just don't want to acknowledge as reality for whatever their reasons are in life. But yeah.
That's what someone said to me this morning. I think my friend Heather said that she's like, you're not really saying anything that's like people aren't thinking or living.
Right.
You're just, you're just putting it out there.
Yeah.
And you know, now that you mention all of that, but we lived in Medina, Ohio.
This is why I'm thinking about it.
Very homogenous community.
Yeah, I was probably witnessing how the black pug was, you know, being a symbol of what I was actually witnessing. I'm sure I don't remember specific.
So I had that condo and I bought the condo next to me.
Yeah, the girl next door. Yeah.
And I brought in people who were of color.
Yeah.
And you experienced people.
I don't think that, but for me, it was never, I mean, as kids, we don't think about color. In my opinion, I 100% believe that I know that is a learned behavior. So for me, it wasn't, I was always just with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started going to school and people started bullying and identifying people as different.
Because you went to school.
But I recognized that when people would start bullying, I was like, what the fuck's your problem, dude? Mm-hmm. Like, back off. So honestly, I think it was just being a product of fucked up Medina that.
Well, you recognize things for what they were.
Okay.
You would come home and say, this happened to so-and-so.
Like, why did this happen?
I remember asking
you. I do also remember at times you'll tell people that I was a creepy child because you said at like 2 years old, I was having like philosophical conversations in the back seat while you were trying to drive.
I love that so much. And I really hope my future child is like that. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
This girl could clearly talk and have a conversation at freaking 6 months. It was
so
weird.
I need to see these
videos. It makes a lot of sense. I can relate to that whole thing though, because growing up I was taught cut us all open, we all look the same.
Mm.
So like,
your parents are like exactly
the
same.
That's how my grandfather was though. And he taught my mom and her siblings to be
although
that way.
She couldn't walk till 2 years.
I was waiting for it. I was happy that we got past that.
Her fine motor skills were way better than her gross motor skills.
Usually it's because she's like lazy as fuck. She's not. I'm like, I'll talk to you all day, but I ain't moving.
Yeah.
Podcasting? I was meant for this.
Yeah, she had to learn how to tell people to go get her something.
That was good. That was very good.
I don't think of you as bossy, okay. And I agree with Sandy that bossy is not a good word to use. But in my mind, it's like a term of... Yeah. It's a good thing to be.
It's like when we call people assholes, female. Mom.
We all know when she clicks her fingers, jump.
Oh my gosh, too funny.
No, I never tell people to do something. I don't think. I think I just ask and like...
You suggest sternly sometimes.
Yeah, my therapist says manipulative, but I say influential. So you take that as you want.
My God, I definitely don't think it's manipulative.
No, I don't either. I'm just kidding.
That's so funny.
But my mom's face right now is like shocking.
Was there any point of her her teenage years that she wasn't the same person as? Did she ever go through a rough patch?
Jesus.
I mean, I think all of life.
I know the answers, but our listeners don't.
I don't know.
You can say it's. I mean, I don't.
We're grown ups here.
I hope this helps someone work through their own shit.
I think everyone's learning to understand and experience the world and where they fit up, and our family dynamics were definitely quite challenging. And, you know, Lindsay dealt with a lot of things that other people probably didn't, and many people did. And mm-hmm. we all have very unique experiences. We certainly weren't the Beaver Cleavers, although I don't, the Beaver Cleavers really don't exist.
No.
Those are the people, honestly, I worry the most about.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Honestly.
Mom, remember when you found a bottle of vodka in the mailbox?
Yeah.
I got grounded and you threw the bottle away. Well, you probably drank it.
Well, how old were you? No. Because I remember this. This happened when we were...
I was like 16 and it was for you. You gave me...
That's why I remember it.
Yeah, you gave me like the $20 and she was like... Well, there's like more to it. But anyway, essentially when she approached me about it, she was like, you know, this is bullshit. I don't remember what you said. And I was like, it's Allie's. You can't throw it away. She paid good money for it.
Oh my
gosh. And you
were
like, well, you tell Allie. I was like, okay.
I always thought that you thought I was the good one.
Well, you kind of were.
It was a goody two shoes.
You were definitely the yang to my yang.
I still am goody two shoes. I'm sitting here like, I don't want to smoke marijuana because then somebody will smell it and I'll feel really bad.
Oh my God.
We are yin and yang.
Well, I actually had to accept that fact that both of my kids were the actual bad influences, not the followers.
I was behind the scenes bad influence.
Pretty early. There was, I think it was beginning of junior high where I thought that they were being influenced badly. And then even before high school, I realized that I am growing two leaders.
Well, yes, absolutely.
I like that. Do you know?
It could go one of two ways after adolescence with being like that. You could be like who you are today, Lindsay, strong, won't put up with any shit, have no problem telling people like no.
Yeah.
And James.
She has a big problem saying no. Sometimes she's still working on it, but other times
who
not.
Isn't working on
I
that?
I say 2000.
I think we're all working on it.
I am totally working on saying no.
Yeah. 2019 was my year of learning to say no.
That's like Erin. We were talking about Erin in the last podcast too.
Love her. How
she loved our podcast and we want to have her on one day, but she said 2020 is her year of not giving a shit. Like telling people no.
Yeah.
And my biggest thing that I learned last year was it's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to live my life for me and like my little family. And if I don't want to do something, I don't want to do something.
Yeah.
It's not my problem if you have a problem with it.
I think that that's the epiphany is that we own a lot of other people's stuff.
We take on
like
other people's emotions.
We are responsible to fix it. Think 2020, don't even get me started. This is a whole nother podcast.
Hey, this is the time.
The energy of 2020 is huge, huge change. And it's already,
I really feel it started there.
I know you guys were laughing when you said you felt like I was already using a substance or something. And I said, I'm just running high on the energy off this new moon. And we all know that I have my issues with those beliefs, but I do think 2020 is the year of change and good things are happening.
I really agree with that. The two of you share such, I mean, we all do, but like the two of you have such the same beliefs on a lot of things from health and wellness to politics to life and spirituality. Have you always been that way with each other?
Girl, you just, as you were saying that in my head, I was going, it hasn't always been that way.
No, okay. So enlighten us.
Well, I, from my perspective, as far as health and wellness, no, I think I got more into that for sure playing sports in high school and stuff. I had a coach that like challenged me to quit drinking soda when I was 16 mm-hmm. and I haven't drank any since. And like, we started going like the spiritual, like growing up, if I ever brought a crystal or something around, my mom was like, we were not allowed to have that shit in the house.
Oh, really?
Because it was of the devil. I remember the crystal thing specifically.
Is that how you, do you feel the same way now, Sandy?
Oh, she has a house full of fucking crystals.
Exactly. I wanted to make sure.
Yes, no, for sure.
So that's kind of funny, huh?
Yeah. So yeah. It was just, you know.
We all know that's my obsession
yeah.
in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus From Christ. All over the world.
It's insane. It's crazy. but I mean, obviously I was in it.
That you threw the Jesus Christ in there and that's not what you meant.
I mean, I was bringing the crystals around cause I was into science and geology and all of that shit, not because of spiritual. Yeah. Oh, maybe it was. And I didn't realize it.
When you asked what kind of kid she was, science experiments,
a science nerd,
first grade. Yeah.
That's absolutely. Awesome though.
You threw my, dresser desk away because I burned a hole in it. That burning meaning with chemicals.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. When it was, I was pissed. She's like, you can't be doing this in your bedroom.
Well, that's a safety hazard.
You can't be breathing this stuff
Fire
in.
Hazard.
Yeah, she was concerned. You asked health, just, spiritual, I mean, you, and, oh, political.
Is there anything that you don't share the same views on?
Political definitely took me. I was definitely more moderate conservative in high school and college. And I think that was more of my dad.
Because you were surrounded by the same thought.
I went to Cloverleaf High School,
exactly.
Which is, it is Ohio's like largest, like rural school system. I believe it used to be anyway, covered the most land. I grew up on a farm. I was just surrounded by a bunch of white, angry fucking.
So usually people think
Ku Klux
like
Klan, literally.
Oh yeah. Like small minds.
They're very established in the county.
No, I'm saying like people think that small towns equal small minds.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, when I moved out to Colorado and those southern towns, this was just last year.
Oh my God. When she called home to tell me she was becoming a Mormon, I didn't know what to do.
We probably should have had a powwow about that because I thought the same thing.
Yeah, you guys, yes, can we
that's a conversation for another day.
I think I should get out Harold or notebook from back of the day. Okay.
No. No way.
Anyway.
So
there's so much more for you all to learn.
Lodi, Ohio was like the largest Ku Klux Klan organization still back in, I think when I was, because I worked at Lodi, Miller Brothers, it was my first job, and the Ku Klux Klan leader, one of them, would come in. And I remember I was 16 at the time, I would get the heebie-jeebies. Like I physically, like this gut, like this stomach, and it's like you said, it's so interesting because I would butt heads with some other family members of mine at a very young age. And I have, people always ask me, they're like, where did you get that? I think I just was observing and paying attention. And I think that honestly, I believe that my energy has lived so many other lifetimes.
Yeah,
that
I agree with that.
I just innately had
she
it.
She was definitely born an old soul.
Well, because you guys talked earlier about, you know, with the pugs and everything, about being a different color and how you were such a advocate for people that were, you know, diverse and stuff like that. So it's funny that you went from that to being in high school and being surrounded and having more moderate.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Because at one point she wanted to like fight for prayer in school and I thought, okay.
God, what a fucking dork.
Well, I mean, you're as a
Here's
teenager,
the thing. And then she goes to a Christian school and she turns the opposite way. So sometimes
then
I thought she just likes the fight.
Well, teenagers are always influenced by who they hang around with. It's like you are the company you keep with something that I was always told. So that's probably, my mom was like, imagine me on your shoulder. You know, I see everything you do, whether you know it or not.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ellie.
Yeah.
Well, look at how I turned out.
Yeah.
You turned out great. But as a mom, I'd be like wanting to put my blinders on.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
I think that I've just always been really...
Mom is awesome.
I think she did a great job.
Yeah, she did. Aw.
Shout out, Jackie.
Hey. I was just going to say, I've always been, I think I get really passionate about things that I'm interested in. And so if I'm interested in theology and religion, like I'm going to go fucking balls deep in it.
That could be another.
Which
that,
yeah,
so, I think that is that's
maybe balls deep was the wrong description for
you from across
spot
the
on. Yeah,
I'll just go with then, what the fuck.
Yeah, and then like this whole like I'm like, hey, I'm gonna do a podcast, and like here we are. Like 8 or 9, I don't know at this point how many episodes in, and I have like, you know, it's just I become really
that could be a definite passionate. Good alternate word to bossy is passionate.
So yeah, I think Ozzy Osbourne says it best.
Crazy train.
Life is just one what the fuck after another.
Oh, so true.
Hey. Oh hey. Oh hey. Guys, we've covered some heavy.
Well, I want to ask one last question though, because I think this is a good one. So what do you guys think shaped your relationship to be the way it is today? Because you obviously went through a rough patch in teenagehood.
A lot of alcohol.
Yeah, but like you guys are so close now. Because if you would have asked yourself, if somebody would have told you 20 years ago, hey, when you're 33, are you 33 or 34?
Yeah, 33.
I know I'm 33. You're going to go visit. Your mom's going to move to New Mexico. And yeah, your mom's going to move to New Mexico and you're going to fly out to surprise her. As a teenager, when you were in like dark times,
I would have never... Yeah, we never really answered that question, but I did go through a really dark period as a teenager, just handling a lot of family issues and stuff like mom mentioned. I would have never guessed that my mom would have moved out of Cleveland, not out of Ohio. That's for fucking sure. Just because I know that you had a lot of fears back then about a lot of things. And so I would have thought to myself, fucking great. Probably, but I wouldn't have believed it.
Well, what do you think shaped your relationship to be the way it is today? And Sandy, you can answer this one too.
Yeah, obviously. For sure. I think
you guys are very close now.
Yeah, we are. Well, this last my life changed though 2 years ago. Like it has been, I feel like I've chilled out a little bit. I've learned about, you know, life is just too short to really be as uptight as I feel like as I have been and cared about things that weren't necessary. But I truly believe it was moving away from me that changed a lot of my relationships in my life. And at, you know, 20, I moved to Colorado and that gave me perspective to learn who I was so that I could then, you know, provide a good relationship to other, you know, be a good partner in any relationship with someone else. And so, you know, as a teenager and during those times, I was an asshole. I mean, I was really sharp with my tongue. I know that I have a way with words still. I can. Excuse me. And so a lot of that was me just getting away and learning and developing into who the person I am. Most recently, from my perspective, it's been a lot of communication and it's been a lot of, I think both of us like getting some like heavy shit off our shoulders and then coming back together going, okay, like, yeah, life happened but who do we want to come together as?
So your flat answer would be like communication and understanding. Experience.
I'm going to go down a different path.
Okay.
I like this.
Because I know she's thinking there. You've piqued her like, huh?
Yeah.
So for me, it's realizing that in any relationship, there's actually three people. And it took me a while to figure this out. And a lot of it is what you said, is I grew up in Cleveland. I lived my whole life in the greater Cleveland area. Mm-hmm. And sort of I never saw myself leaving. And I did have a lot of fears and lack of confidence. And when I moved to the Middle East, that was sort of a game changer for me.
Yeah.
And it was a game changer for everyone.
Yeah,
so
you weren't moving to another state. You were moving to another country.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And an interesting country in that.
Yes.
So in a lot of ways, it allowed me to let go and allow people to take care of themselves and feel like they weren't my responsibility and I didn't have to control things. So control's part of that. But the other part of it is it allowed me to be me and who was me. Like, really, who is me that's not the mother or the ex-wife or, you know, the healthcare worker or whatever it is. So it goes back to there's three people in every relationship. So there's you, and you have to know you and go internal to you and realize that you're not... So for me, the lesson I learned is I'm not my external environment. I just had this conversation with a very good friend of mine. So I identified myself most of my life as either being a mother or a nurse. And that's who everyone saw me. That's how my value was. That's how I existed. Well, I'm at a point in life where I know that neither of those things are who I am as really a human being.
Wow.
As the mom, so to speak. But that there is a unique person in there. So recognizing that in the relationship, that's the same for that other person. They're not the external, but they're the internal. And then the third person in the relationship is the you put together. So I think that although we, you know, will continue to grow, what's made us come closer is I let go of Lindsay to trust her to become Lindsay.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like she's my responsibility, which means I don't feel a need to control. I don't feel like I'm my responsibility, so I don't feel a need for to control even myself with different things, which allows us to come together as one, as this mother-daughter that's really not the external mother-daughter, but we're two unique beings that truly enjoy each other.
Yeah.
We enjoy challenging each other, and when we disagree, we feel that we can be respectful, and if we're not respectful, we come back with love, because now the third person in the relationship is really a love. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing more or less than that. It's not any of these external things.
Oh my God.
It makes me want to ask my mom.
I went to Abu Dhabi. Yes.
This makes me want to ask my mom, like, because you were saying, you know, your role was like, I am a mother, I'm a whatever.
And then, your mother played this, she's a nurse.
This is making me want to ask my mom some of that. Yeah,
let's have her on the show.
She would be so funny.
She would. Let's do it.
I mean, I always knew that you guys
were. Does she swear as much as me?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think you swear a lot.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I think there's people maybe who would challenge that.
She's used to being around me. So it's like,
so funny.
I wrote down the word acceptance too. It was also letting go of expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's part of, I mean, I'm in my 30s now. And I also watched, a big thing for me was I was able to watch like my dad and his dad kind of before he died. And then my mom and her mom
right.
for a long time, because she just died last year. That
wasn't 2 years
ago? 2 years ago. Yeah. Thank you. That I didn't necessarily want the same things, but then I also appreciated a lot of the things that they did have.
100%.
And so I was, you know, I tried to learn from that and yeah.
Well, I'll give you a compliment here, Sandy, because you are a guest and I'm very appreciative that you came on.
Is that the only
That's
reason?
That's the reason she gets a compliment.
No. No, but I will say, I love you, man. Growing up and being in high school and going to your house was always a safe space for me. I always felt safe. I always felt comfortable. And I would roll up in sweatpants because you never cared. You're very accepting of everybody. And I've known that since I met you.
That means a lot because that was something I strive for. And I do remember in high school one time you said to me, you know, Mom, our house is really special. You should just put a sign at the side door that says, enter, no judgments here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what it was. Yeah. Do you remember that conversation? We were sitting in the kitchen.
Enter, no judgments here.
Mm. You're a very sounds open like human being and understanding and accepting. That's how
thank
I would.
You.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly miss waking up and going downstairs and seeing random people sleeping on my couch.
And getting to know them and really,
Yes.
This was definitely a deeper episode, but I think it's really amazing that
I love this whole
listeners
conversation.
Can hear this different side of everything.
I think it's really interesting too, because I've had people tell me my entire life that my mom is so cool and that I have such a cool
not cool in the way like,
well, it was Lindsay's like, I wish I could meet this person.
No, but
I'm
but
sure
I used,
at
yes,
point,
I
there
used
were times that.
That
you had to think that.
Well, yeah, because, you know.
Because I felt I had to play
your mother,
the mom role.
Yeah, your mother, daughter.
You were so strict growing up, though. Like, you were not, I mean, you were fun and whatever, but you were also, I look back on some of the times that you were strict with me, and I feel like you were tired, too. Like, you worked, you know, these 12-hour shifts, and we were, you know, home alone a lot, James and I. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we were constantly calling you at work and I'm just like, oh my God.
And I felt there's a lot of guilt that goes
sure,
with it.
I'm sure. Oh God, James and I had a blast. It was fine. I've always thought like, okay, maybe she is cool. And I just, you know, why is she so mean to me?
It wasn't cool in the sense you weren't a cool mom in the sense of like you let us drink and smoke or whatever.
No,
you
I just
didn't.
Told a story about how she threw away
exactly.
the vodka we
You
found.
Didn't?
No.
And because I was sitting here thinking about it because we have been friends from 16 years old all the way up. So like the times that we were at your house and we were drinking and having fun,
it's
because we were 21. And
oh,
over.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
but I remember
you were. It was like 1920 that you started. I think for you, it was more. And correct me if I'm wrong. It was more. You would rather have us in the house doing this.
Correct.
Yeah, but not at 16.
No, not
because I remember being in the Pontiac Sunfire. mm-hmm. in front of your house, and we were both had way too much to drink.
Yeah.
And we were too scared to go inside.
But isn't it, yeah, isn't it crazy though? Because I, with my little brother, which a lot of people, I
he's have not a little, brother. Though, anymore.
No, he's fucking huge.
And married.
Yeah. Yeah. He, my dad treated him so differently. He's my half brother, so my dad and stepmoms. And I found out later in life that in high school, they were having these big bonfires with all these friends coming over drinking.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm. What?
Yes. Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Jason had the life.
We need to get him on here to like,
we will.
To compare upbringings.
Well, I will say the other, her, James, sometimes they talk about older their brother. Brother and I'm like, I don't remember that. And then I realize there's another
Jason.
Yeah. A brother How from the other
it?
Mother.
How weird is it as a parent to know that I have another sibling that isn't your child? Isn't that weird?
That's a very good question.
Actually, that's a whole different mind fuck that you have to really put at peace and go with. But
You've
I do
always
remember
been so accepting of Jason though and he's, loving.
Well, he is, of course. I
yeah.
But James made a very prophetic statement once at a younger age that people said, well, your dad has changed. And he said, my dad hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed is the way he treats one of his children.
Oh man.
And that would be the truth for the two of them, unfortunately.
Anyway, that's an episode for another day.
You don't often get that kind of statement from that particular.
Yeah,
that
well,
would
James
be something that Lindsay would say. James would is not who I would expect to say that.
Yeah, he would probably think it and just, yeah. Well, anyway.
On that note.
Back to drinking. Anyway, so he was, you know, and I think back to if I had a parent that allowed me at 15, 16 to have people over and drink like that, we wouldn't have been driving around. We didn't have anywhere to go to drink.
We really
didn't.
So
we literally drove around. And I know you guys tell stories about like the 70s.
I mean, as a teenager, we absolutely
you guys did that too,
did
but the stakes were a little bit higher for us
I'm
at that.
Very grateful I have the guardian angels that I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, same. I mean, I've never been in an accident. I mean, nothing's ever happened other than
no one
getting
else
in
ever
trouble.
Got hurt.
Oh, more, most importantly.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'm very, very grateful. Trust me, because I bet I could challenge your stories.
Oh gosh.
I
don't even
want to
have those conversations. I consider it part of my past
your
and
old
it
self.
Helped me to, yes, it is a self that doesn't exist anymore.
Hey, there we go.
Well, I think we all have a lot of embarrassing stories to tell as children and teenagers.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, hey, thanks for being an accepting mom and being cool, even though I didn't realize it at the time, but now I definitely realize it. And, you know, parents, I'm sure I get on like your nerves as much as when you're with your family. I mean, I was thinking about this recently, like, why is it our family members that we find the most annoying and frustrating, but you've spent your entire fucking life with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how you have a roommate that you're like best friends with and then you decide to like be roommates together and you're like, you're on my fucking last nerve. But then when
it's
you
like
move
getting
out,
married.
Yeah. I was going to
ask
you that.
Yesterday when Lindsay was here, you know, that we had tidied up a little bit, but Tom, my husband, everybody knows, he went to get clothes out of the drawer before he went to work in the afternoon, and he left the drawer open. Like, why?
Close the dresser door, Tom.
So those kind of things annoy me.
Fucking animal.
I know. He's a man.
No, but I think about that with family. That's why, because especially siblings and parents, we literally cohabitated for 16 to 18 years of our, to sometimes longer. Yeah.
Sometimes in very small spots.
Yeah. Mm. Peeing in the backyard because our plumbing was out.
Yes. And we didn't want to drive up to McDonald's.
To go to the bathroom. No. Yeah. No. Anyway.
Should we introduce the portion of the podcast where we ask our guest?
The new segment we'll be adding to the show is where stop signs are no longer optional.
Stop signs are no longer optional.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have any choice but to stop and answer.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We're gonna ask each other a question and we're gonna ask our guest a question.
Okay.
Is this like game night?
Oh,
I love game
love.
Night. Yay.
Okay. Lindsay. These are really annoying. Lindsay, what is your worst habit?
The first thing that comes to mind is obsessively cleaning.
You are a little bit OCD, but
I personally like that when she comes to visit.
Yeah.
I haven't started rearranging Allie's kitchen
actually
yet.
When she came to visit.
What's wrong with my kitchen?
Actually, when she came to visit New Mexico, I told the lady in the office, I said, I guarantee you, when I go home, either today or tomorrow, I won't be able to find stuff.
That's
the house
awesome.
Will look
yeah.
totally different.
Yeah.
And then I get either, I don't remember if you texted me
you
or
sent
called
me a text
you.
Saying you were running late.
And you said,
don't worry about it. I'm just in the middle of reorganizing your kitchen at the moment.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
And you said, I figured as much.
That's funny.
I know what my answer to the other question you asked Lindsay would be.
You clicking your pen.
You click your pen?
She's like, put the pen
down. Oh my gosh, you're so funny. You are OCD, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Did you see the commercial on TV now where the guy is clicking his pen and the lady like tackles him and rips it and stuff?
My God,
I think of you immediately when I see that. I thought, oh my God, this is how Lindsay must feel in her head towards me some days.
Like not just you, but maybe I am bossy.
Yeah, but bossy is not a good word. We established that we're not going to use that word.
Okay.
All right.
You have a question for mom or you want me to pick one?
You can pick one.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be good. Fine.
I am like breaking out in a sweat.
No, they're like totally chill.
Yeah, they're like, have you ever tasted a booger?
Look at the look on her face. I don't think so.
Wait, can I ask two questions?
Sure.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
The first one is, have you ever farted in an elevator?
Oh, of course.
I know, but I just wanted to ask that because you like never fart, which is so weird. How do I fart so?
You have to get really good at doing them the silent fart. You just haven't.
You can control your sphincter? Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
If we hear a bark in a minute, I have a feeling I'm going to get barked at in a second.
Okay.
Because he's staring at me. My dog, Jack, is staring at me.
Oh, I thought he was because someone
not
was
because
gonna
fart. Not you guys aren't going to bark at me.
I used to
tell me that once. You said as a kid, I thought you never farted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, everyone farts.
No, I feel bad for your tummy if you don't fart.
Thank you. Well, as a child, I wasn't allowed to like fart in my dad's house. And so I used to get like really bad stomach pains. So then I get to my mom's house for like hours. I would just be letting it out. No, but I've been known like at the table in the kitchen and whatnot to just like lift a cheek and let it out.
That's awesome.
And I never thought much of it until one day mom was like, Lindsay, really, like enough. Like,
that's
you're 27. Cut it out.
You're 32 and a half. Stop.
Yeah. I've actually the last year or so kind of calmed down with that.
Other thing is, as you well know, she can burp on command, although she says she can't control it. Oh, there you go.
Can exactly. you? I have never learned how to burp on command. I've tried my entire life. Mom, I don't. It just happens at unopportune times.
So it just happens. We'll be having a conversation and it'll be a little burp. And then we'll be talking about something.
The
burp gets louder and louder. And then what I realized, I looked at her one day and I said, I know what you're doing. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, I know what you're doing. She's like, what do you mean? I says, you're burping. I said, basically what you're saying is fuck you, mom, because you don't like what I'm saying, but instead you burp.
And maybe she's like, says bad gas.
I do not. So now we'll be talking about something that maybe she might not like, and she'll look at me and she'll let out this big burp, and I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
fuck
that's
you.
Like
I know what it is.
That's her version of a stop sign.
Ever since she brought it up. She is not wrong. It comes out. And you actually told someone I was dating, I can't remember which guy it was, but you told them that. And then every time I burped, they'd be like, fuck you too. Like,
yeah, that's
and I'm
really
like, no,
funny.
I swear. Okay, mom, your question is, did your parents ever give you the birds and the bees talk?
That's a good question.
Well, not that I recall.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think that I always felt like I talked about it, but I talked about it in probably such philosophical terms that the two just never connected would be my guess.
Okay. Fair enough.
Looking back at it.
I figured that was going to be your answer. In the third episode, I talk about how you never gave me the birds and the bees talk either. No one did. You gave me the book, Our Bodies, Ourselves.
Mm, yeah, and I did do that.
Yeah, I learned everything I know from that.
You know what I've learned?
Terrifying.
You should probably read these books before you give them to people.
Are you fucking kidding
goodness.
Me? You didn't look through it? Mom, there were like three pages of a vagina giving birth with graphic pictures.
Well, probably scared you.
Yeah, I don't ever want to have kids.
No, that's true.
Well, I mean, that is what happens.
There was a lot of interesting information.
Now I feel like I keep burping because we were talking about it.
There you go. Oh, this would be a good one for Lindsay.
It's Allie's question.
I know.
You can interject.
Did you have an imaginary friend growing up?
No.
You didn't?
No, but this goes back to what we were talking about before. You know how you were talking about being sensitive with the bugs and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think this is why I'm so animal sensitive, because I thought all of my stuffed animals had feelings.
Oh,
so
did.
My imaginary friends were my stuffed animals, and I wouldn't get rid of any of them because I felt like they would be sad. Does this make sense or what?
Yeah, it actually does make sense to me.
Yeah. So no imaginary friend, but I had a lot of stuff, not a lot of stuffed animals. I had a select few.
I feel like there's a little bit of gray area there. You may not be calling them imaginary friends, but you clearly had a relationship. Yeah,
okay.
With them.
I totally agree with that. I wouldn't argue that. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so we have had some pretty heavy, serious talk today.
Yes.
Which has been great. I love the 100%. The openness, which is what I wanted. Mom, thank you so much mm-hmm. for, you know, raising such a great child.
That's something that I need to say about you, not yourself.
Oh, okay. No, genuinely, for being so open about sharing and being such a good role model for
me. Absolutely. And me too.
Yeah. Oh, we need to have Jackie on here. This about wraps things up.
Mm-hmm.
Any final words to the masses, mother?
No, I think I've used enough words.
No, we're done.
You want to go play Yahtzee?
Ooh, yeah, Yahtzee.
Uno?
Yeah.
I'll take you down.
I do tend to get a little competitive.
That's fine. Okay. Remember, this is my house.
Oh. House rules.
Just kidding.
I'm going to go take a shower while you guys play games.
Well, peace out, Girl Scouts.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
See you next time.
Bye. Oh, that's the wrong button.